In Mexico, a handful of journalists, activists, and lawyers have filed a criminal complaint saying the government has been hacking their cell phones. James Frederick has the story from Mexico City.
The complaint was filed after the release of a report on Monday claiming the Mexican government has been hacking people it sees as a threat. Cyber surveillance researchers with the University of Toronto's Citizen Lab discovered the spying and odd text messages targets were receiving. It starts with a common hacking technique known as phishing, researcher John Scott Railton tells me from a press conference.
Like any good attack, this one begins with deception. And the deception is designed to trick the target into clicking a link.
Targets received personal and manipulative text messages, but buried in there, Scott Railton spotted a powerful malware called Pegasus.
Once a phone is infected, it becomes a mobile spy in the pocket of the victim. All of the personal and work activities that happen on the phone can all be pulled from the phone.
A report by Citizen Lab and Mexican researchers R3D and SocialTik identified 12 targets, among them journalists, activists, and lawyers, all targeted while investigating or pressuring the Mexican government. The report points the finger straight at the Mexican government, which had the help of an Israeli firm called NSO Group. It sells advanced surveillance software exclusively to governments. Mexico's Attorney General's Office and Defense Ministry are among its clients. Scott Railton has been following cyber surveillance for a few years, but
this is the most reckless case of the use of this kind of expensive software that we're aware of.
Human rights lawyer Santiago Aguirre joined with 8 others in their complaint against the government. He was hacked in April 2016, according to the report. The same month, a call with one of his clients was leaked to the press.
A government that acts as if critical journalists and human rights defenders were the enemy is a government that simply cannot be understood as a democratic government.
In a statement, the president's office says there's no concrete proof the government carried out the hacks, but they invited other targets to bring evidence forward so they can investigate. An ironic request to the people who accuse you of spying. For NPR News, I'm James Frederick in Mexico City.